Hey yo, hey. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins, especially when I get out of my car. Oh boy, it's not as cool as I thought it was out here, but here I am anyway. Outdoors, once again, here at Herrenhaven. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. It rained all night. It was raining this morning, but it has now stopped, as have I. I'm standing here looking for Xylaria mushrooms over here at the side of the kiosk, but I'm not seeing anything. Uh-oh, there's a red ribbon tied around that tree. Does that mean that they're gonna cut it down? I don't know, but here I am. Now walking alongside the dragonfly pond, the water level is a bit higher. There's some frogs on logs. And it is dangerously humid. This might have been a mistake on my part, but I think I'm gonna go for it. Because I want to see what's going on in here. Are we gonna see any mushrooms? Are we gonna see any dudes? What are we going to see today, other than cholinergic urticaria? If I get sick, I will just run home, jump in the cold bathtub. Well, here's some little goopy little dupes. There's some little tiny little white polypores forming on this log. Can't tell what they are. That's cool, so we're going to keep on going as I get my camera out of my pocket just in case. Yes, I finally remembered my camera. There's a little something growing on this little rotten log too. Oh, and it's still and humid. No breeze. If the sun comes out, we're going to be in big trouble. If the sun comes out, we're going to turn around and run back to the car. So last night, I just remembered there's Godzilla movies on TV all day today. I'm going to watch some Godzilla later. But last night, there wasn't anything to watch on TV, and so I was watching YouTube. And I was watching one of my favorite YouTubers, and I'm not sure why I watch this guy. Other than he's an interesting guitar player. His name is Jared Dines. Oh, here's some orange mat caprinus with a mushroom actually growing out of the orange mat. That's cool. And what was Jared Dines talking about? Well, he was doing what all the YouTubers do. Top 10 lists. Which is sort of annoying. But his list was basically his top 10 favorite guitar riffs. And I thought, oh, that ought to be interesting. So, I watched this video. I'm going to go out here to the Mulhouse property, see if we can see anything. So I watched this video, and he listed off a whole bunch of stuff that I'd never heard of. And a few things that I did know. And I kept sitting there going, well, what about this? And what about this? And wait, you think that's cool, but what about this? And then I realized, oh yeah, this guy is, oh, probably at least 20 years younger than I am. He doesn't know any music that came before him, not really. Because the one thing that blew me out of the water, well, there was two. Apparently, he got into guitar playing as a youngster because of Van Halen. And the song that did it for him was Panama. And I'm thinking, oh, come on, the best Van Halen riff is Hot for Teacher. Well, you know, everybody has their own opinion. By the way, there's nothing going on the Mulhouse property, so we'll go out and look out over the water, see if we can find some kind of dudes. And I started thinking, and don't worry, I am not going to do this. I started thinking, what would my top 10 favorite guitar riffs be? And you know, the funny thing is, I sat there trying to think of it, and I couldn't really think of anything. There's nothing going on back here in the sub pond. There's a few ducks back there on the logs, but I don't see anybody else. Nobody else dude-wise. But as I sat there thinking about guitar riffs, only one thing really jumped into my mind. And this is, in my opinion, one of the coolest guitar riffs ever. But, and that would be the riff at the beginning of Life's Been Good by Joe Walsh. Blow now, 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 blow now, 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 blow, blow, blow now, 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 blow now, 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 check it down, blow, 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 now, 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 blow. Okay. That's awesome. That's a cool riff. And here I am on the boardwalk looking around. I don't see anything. Oh, there's a frog here and there. Let's head out to the end of the boardwalk. I think I see a blue heron out there. Yeah, I do. Hi, blue heron. I think I see another one. Yeah, we're going to go out there. The funny thing is, so I might be biased towards this particular guitar riff because, Big Bluey way out there, he's flying over to the boardwalk or the blind, but this little guy right up close, he's still hanging out. Big Bluey over 150 meters away, he's spooked, but the little guy right over here, he's still hanging out watching me. Joe freaking Walsh. How awesome is Joe Walsh? Now I realize that there might be a lot of people listening to this who are way too young to remember Joe Walsh. But as I stand here out at the end of the boardwalk, I'm looking at that little blue heron. He's about 50 meters away. He's just walking around looking for some fishies. Hi, buddy. He's kind of walking away from me. I'm checking the rest of the reed line. I'm not seeing anything. And I want to get off the boardwalk. I can feel sun. It's getting through the clouds. Things aren't as overcast as they were. But anyway, Joe Walsh. So cool. The first record I ever bought, the first recording of music I ever bought, was in fact the 7-inch vinyl of Life Has Been Good. Life's Been Good by Joe Walsh. And I thought that was just the funniest song I'd ever heard in my life. And it was so cool. The guitar parts, the weird change-ups, the transitions. It's such a cool song. I don't know where I heard it first. I think I was listening to the radio with a friend when I heard it, and I love the song so much, I talked my parents into driving me a mile down the street to the local mall, in which there was a Musicland music store. And I bought that record. I think it was $1 or $1.25. Oh my God. That's such a funny song. I really enjoyed it. I didn't quite understand all the references, but you know, I understood the context. So today I understand the song a little bit better. As emergency vehicles drive by on West Maple Road, Somebody's gonna get a free ride to the hospital. Wait, they're not free. So anyway, ducks. Look at those ducks. There's about a dozen ducks back here all together, here in the sub pond. So yeah, Joe Walsh. And oh yeah, once again, if you're too young to know who Joe Walsh is, Joe Walsh played in a band called The Eagles. The Eagles is one of the best-selling American bands of all time. It made so much money, it's not even funny. Joe Walsh was also involved in other projects, such as the James Gang, and he had quite a solo career. He was involved with a super group in Australia. He's done all kinds of stuff. And the last time I saw him, he was on that show Live at Daryl's House. And I remember him doing Life's Been Good and Rocky Mountain Way with Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates. That's a cool episode. If you're ever going to watch anything that has to do with Hall & Oates, watch that. Okay. Now here's some interesting fungus. Wow, what is that? There's some teeny tiny little pins growing out of this log. I wonder if I can get a picture of that. Probably not. And then there's mushrooms in the background to make it weirder. There's some other kind of mushroom growing right by these tiny little things. And these are tiny. The stalks are a fraction of a millimeter in diameter. The stalks are maybe 2 millimeters long. And there's these little orange dots on the top of the stalks that are maybe half a millimeter in diameter. Teeny tiny fungus. Neat. No idea what it is. So I'm going to walk into the wall blind here. Let's see what's going on. What's going on in the back of the billabong? Oh, we just got a couple of ducks sitting on logs, that's all. 3 or 4 ducks hanging out on a log, resting. And some frogs. It's getting, well, it's already humid, but things are starting to get to me a little bit. Oh, so I did watch some Joe Walsh videos, and I watched him doing Life's Been Good just a couple years ago, and he was awesome. He changed up the lyrics from "They write me letters" to "They write me emails to tell me I'm great, boom, 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 lucky I'm still sane after all I've been through." Oh, hey, who's that? Something just jumped under this log and went, oh, there's a little froggy under here. You're going the wrong way, froggy. I'll get out of your way so you can go back to the water. Okay. Joe Walsh. Yeah, if you're not familiar with the man, if you're too young to really know what this guy's all about, he is one of the legendary, legendary partiers of rock and roll. You know, you hear all about, you know, there's this ongoing myth, there's this sort of legend that being a rock star, you get to be wasted all the time, do crazy stuff, trash hotel rooms, you know, get lots of girls, do lots of drugs. Joe Walsh is one of the guys who started that. Whenever you hear people or bands, you know, being rock stars, yeah, they're doing it because they heard about Joe Walsh doing it back in the day. The guy is truly legendary. Although he is sober now. You can't party that hard for that long without doing serious damage. I think he got lucky. As I cross over the Turtle Reef Production Pond Bridge, there's eight ducks standing out there on that log. Let's go head over to the big blind here. I also watched some old Joe Walsh videos from back in the day. And he looks funny. Because everybody looked funny in the late 60s and early 70s. Uh-oh, sun's coming out. Go back behind a cloud, son. Let's walk into the big blind here. Big Bluey might be right around here somewhere because this is the direction he flew in. Yep, and there he is. He's out in the delta wandering around. Wandering around in the delta looking for fish. Oh, I think he found one. Yep, he just struck. Oh, he grabbed it, but then he dropped it. Was it a fish or was it a frog? He had one. He had some yummy food, and then he dropped it. Sitting out on the new log are a couple of ducks settled down. Wood ducks. One of them's looking at me now. There's two turtles. Big Bluey. Did he hear me? I think he's looking at me now. I'm going to stick my head out. Yep, he's kind of looking at me. Hi, buddy. I'm waving. I'm checking the trees. The sun has come out. I'm turning around. This is pure danger zone. I am turning around. I'm gonna walk out of here. So apparently today is Joe Walsh Day on the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, I didn't expect that. The other interesting thing about Joe Walsh, and this was not well known for a while, but Joe Walsh is also an amateur radio operator, commonly referred to as a ham. And he has been for a long, long, long time. And I think I first read about this in an actual like ham radio magazine. And he always liked being a ham back in the day because he could talk to people without them realizing who he was. You know, he could just be, you know, beep, 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 Morse coding with people. Yeah, I'm Joe, WBA6D, or whatever his call sign is. Nobody would know that he's the famous guitarist for the Eagles, right? And so he could just be himself. But that information has since gotten out. But still, not everybody knows. And you know how it is. Not every ham radio operator is into music, so, you know, they don't care. They don't know what's up. And to be honest, that was one of the selling points of maybe getting a ham radio license for myself. Thought, hey, maybe I could talk to Joe Walsh, because he is so cool. And I would like to do that before he dies, because he is old. And He has abused his body. Who knows how long this guy's gonna last. But I never ended up getting a ham radio license. And now we gotta walk through the sun as we go over the land bridge. This is not good. We gotta get out of here. But one thing that I did think was cool about Joe Walsh is, one, you gotta understand this guy is richer than Croesus, okay? Guy's got so much money, it's stupid. And it's not that I respect that, I don't particularly care about that. It's just, you know, this is a guy who could buy the latest and greatest brand new high-tech radio equipment. But no, he's not one of those guys. He's the kind of guy that likes vintage stuff. Of course he is. And so he's got all this really nice vintage radio gear, because he can afford to buy the old stuff that's still in excellent condition. Real collector's stuff. And I've seen pictures of his Radio Shack, and he does have some cool stuff. It's like, dude, you are styling. Because that's what this guy does, style. Oh man, I'm about to walk out of the forest here. I'm gonna have to walk in the sun. Are we gonna get back to the car in time? You know what's bad is, it's like, I don't know if my house is gonna be cool enough, because I think my house is 73 degrees. It's about 73 degrees here, so call it 24 degrees Celsius. So if my house isn't any cooler, we're gonna be in trouble. Oh, here's a Mr. Monarch Butterfly. Hi, butterfly. Ow, okay, yeah, I'm starting to sting. The humidity is so bad. It's ridiculous, and the sun is coming out. Oh, brother, we got photographers in the butterfly garden. And I've been spending way too much time thinking about building a guitar. I've got a really weird idea for a guitar. But right now I'm back to my car, so we need to get out of here. Get back to my house in just 3 seconds. Count with me. 3, 2, 1, 0. Whew! And here we are, back at my house. There goes the kitty running by. Running into the bathroom to get some yummy food. I am drinking tea and trying to stay cool. I might get into the bathtub, I don't know. Oh, so anyway. Where was I going with all this? I don't know. Joe Walsh is cool. Don Felder is not. I don't know. These are, of course, just my opinions. Oh, and talking about old rock stars who are 80 years old that nobody has any idea who they are anymore. But that's neither here nor there. Speaking of guitars and guitar heroes, I saw something the other day that I liked. I saw a piece of a guitar that I liked so much that I thought, yeah, I want to build a guitar. So I know what you're thinking. Tobe, aren't you already working on some stuff? Yes, I am. I'm just finishing up another thing. If you listened to yesterday's show, you know what's going on. This morning, or earlier, I found a piece of wood for a bridge for my new instrument, which is basically a fruitcake tin guitar. And I found a bridge. I found a good piece of wood for a bridge. It's the right height. But actually, it won't be once I put the pressure on the string. So I'm good. But I have this other piece, and I think I can trim it down and blah, blah, blah. So that problem is kind of solved. As for the tail piece, I'm just going to nail some nails into the end of the thing, and I can improve that later if I have to. That's reversible, and I can... And I put the tuning machines in. I put the tuners in. So basically all I need to do now is string the thing. So I will put strings on this either tomorrow, this tonight or tomorrow morning or something. And we can mess around with it, see what's up. But in the meantime, I'm thinking about other projects. And I think I mentioned this yesterday, but I do want just a regular sort of plain old cigar box guitar. And then I want to build something else. I want to build essentially a solid body. A solid body cigar box guitar. I realize that sounds strange, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobel, isn't that just a regular electric guitar? Well, yeah, kinda. Except not good. It's gonna be cheap, cheesy, Hot Rod City. And I found some parts for it. I found a cool tailpiece and bridge. It's like a Telecaster tailpiece. If you know what a Telecaster guitar has, a very distinct tailpiece and bridge system. And I found one like that, and it was like less than $10 for a 3-string guitar. And I thought, okay, that's cool. So yeah, this will be, but I'm thinking, once I started thinking about that, I started thinking, well, maybe I should make it 4 strings so I could play it like a tenor guitar, which would be kind of like a mandolin or a zouk. And I thought, I don't know what I want to do. I can always retune it. So I've been getting ideas for bodies and stuff, and I thought, you know, I wouldn't mind having like a Vox Phantom shaped thing. Because I always thought Vox Phantom was a cool guitar. What's my cat doing? Oh, she's playing with a paper bag over there. Okay, yeah, that's a good baby. So then I was thinking, you know, what's that weird recycled plastic that they use at Harenhaven? Do I have any big enough chunks of that that I could make into a guitar body? It doesn't have to be a big guitar body. In fact, I kind of want it to be small. And I found some tuners that were cool. And I found a pickup that is cool. And I found some electronics that I like. Some other stuff. And it's like, geez. Jeez, this is cool. I just gotta figure out if I want to do the work. I'll tell you right now, I'm not gonna fret anything. I'm gonna buy a pre-fretted fretboard, that's for damn sure. So I gotta look into that. I gotta look into that and see what I want to do. Then I gotta find somebody with a router, because depending on what pickups, because I saw two cool pickups. I saw this cool like 3-string humbucker. Then there's this lace matchbook cover or the matchbook pickup. And there's so much cool stuff out there. Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Very Dubious Guitar Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. That's my dulcimer. So anyway, I'm going to have to look at a bunch of parts. So I gotta go. I gotta eat. I gotta look at parts. And so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.